Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Okay, and we're conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Damon Balch, please?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
55.
Okay. 55. Thank you. All right, sir, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, sir, and now thinking about the direction, you know, the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, and in generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove?
And I voted for him.
Okay. All right, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glessenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Who?
Her name is Marie Glessenkamp Camp Perez.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Middle. 50-50.
Okay, somewhat approve or just somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve, I guess.
Somewhat approve, okay. All right, sir, and thinking about, you know, the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for you, for your member of Congress to focus on? The first one would be reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, growing the economy and creating jobs, or border security. You can choose two to be the most important to you.
Border security. One.
Okay, border security, and what else, sir?
What were the other ones again?
Reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, improving road bridges and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, and growing the economy and creating jobs.
Inflation and whatever else it was.
Okay, so it'll be, let me see, protecting abortion. Okay, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which at 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Okay, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
What am I supposed to say again?
Well, zero is very cold and unfavorable, okay? 50 means neutral, you know, like particularly not warm or cold, and then 100 means favorable.
Zero right now.
Zero, okay. What about Raul Garcia?
50.
Marie Glossenkamp Perez.
50.
Maria Cantwell.
50.
Donald Trump.
75.
75. Joe Kent.
75.
75. Woke liberals in Congress.
Who?
Woke liberals in Congress.
50.
50. And MAGA Republicans.
50.
50. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, so now if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Probably have to vote for Trump, unfortunately.
Okay, Donald Trump. All right, and now if the election for Congress in Washington, you know, third district were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Probably Kent.
Kent, okay. All right, and even though you're not supporting, you know, Marie Glossenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance that you might support Glossenkamp Perez, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
Small chance, okay. All right, sir. And, next, I'd like to ask you some, you know, qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each one of the following statements, please tell me how important it is to you from a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it's important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one would be someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Say that again, 0 to 10, what?
Yeah, 0 is not important at all. 5 is somewhat important, and 10 is extremely important quality or attribute, okay, in your member of Congress.
Okay.
And is someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
10. Okay, the other one says someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
2.
2. Okay. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
10. Okay, someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because, you know, they are working class themselves.
10.
A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
10.
10. Okay, and a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
10. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, now, okay, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Marie Glossenkamp Perez, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason, okay, to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, Marie Glossenkamp Perez, you know, isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, And she had to, you know, get grease, some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. Would that, would you say that statement is not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Five.
Okay, so Mary Glossenkamp Perez is taking on Big Pharma, you know, so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above the voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month. And she doesn't, you know, take a dime from the pharmaceutical company industry. I would just say not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, in your opinion, sir.
Ten.
Okay, and the last one says, Marie Glossenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been, you know, on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so the young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can use any number.
Ten.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not. But I like to ask you again, okay, if the election for Congress, the third district, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
I don't know. I have to think about it. I haven't decided.
Undecided. Okay, Kemp. If you... What about if you had to lean towards one of them? Which one would you lean on this time?
I don't know. Probably Joe Kent, because I don't like Jay Inslee, and I think she likes Jay Inslee, so I don't like him.
Okay, so you lean towards Joe Kent more, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. We're almost finished with this survey. Okay, I'm gonna read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about the other candidates, okay? Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means, the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, okay? You may use any number. The first one says, Joe Kent doesn't, you know, respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 election, and he supports the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of that ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the government race, you know, and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. Would you say that gives you no doubts about supporting him, some doubts, or serious doubts? But you can choose any number.
Very little doubts, because some of that's not true.
Okay, what number would you say, sir, from 0 to 10?
Which is little doubt.
Okay, not 0 is no, gives you no doubts about supporting him, okay? But you can use any number. Like I said, you can use any number.
Two.
All right, and the last one said, we need a leader who will focus on, you know, on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is, you know, Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway. unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals onto our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Would you say that gives you no doubts about supporting him, some doubts, or serious doubts?
Two.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. All right, sir, after hearing more about Joe Kent, okay, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Same.
Would that be more likely or just somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or more likely to support him?
Less.
Okay. Somewhat less likely. All right. So giving everything that you just heard, you know, about Joe Kent, would you say, is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Just in a few words, if you can tell me that.
Because he's a politician. They're all crooked.
Okay. Okay. Okay, because he's a politician, right?
Yeah.
God. He is a politician. Politician. And they're all crooked, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and they, let me write this down. Okay, let me write that. And they Okay.
Are we about done? I gotta go.
Yes, sir. I only have a few more questions. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. You need to hurry up.
Okay, sir, the last few questions just for a statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
High school,
okay. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay, so be divorced, okay. All right, sir, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
All right, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never, sir?
Once or twice a month.
Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and help. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Bye.